Pamela Wallin, my guest this afternoon at 21 past the hour. We'll go to the phones, and Adele in Ottawa is first. Hello, Adele.
Hello.
How do you measure success?
I measure success this way. For me, success is doing my best mm-hmm. with the hand that I'm dealt with and yep. knowing that that hand could change on any given day.
That's exactly right, and I actually have a chapter in the book called Playing the Cards You're Dealt, because that's absolutely right. You do have to, and those do change.
Yeah, and I think my own personal experience has been that I haven't always been that good to recognize when the hand changes.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things about it, isn't it, is being aware of that nothing in life is predictable. You can't really count on it in that way.
No, to give you a very quick example, my health a year ago took a nosedive because I had taken on too much. I mean, I'm not in my 20s anymore, but I was working a full-time job. I'm blind, and I use a guide dog. I'd just gone to get 3 weeks of training with a new dog, and I was taking 2 full-time courses.
Yeah, well, maybe that was a little much.
At the time, I didn't think so. Yeah. But, yeah, when my health took a nosedive, I was forced into it.
I think that's true. And, I mean, a lot of the people that I've spoken to in this book, that's the kind of moment of realization. And, and it was certainly the same for me. You get a diagnosis of cancer, boy, that helps focus your mind.
Yeah.
My father always used to say that, nothing like a hanging at dawn to help focus the mind.
Ooh, yeah. And you really have to, like for a while, I spent a bit of time feeling, oh, what a failure. I can't do all this stuff anymore. Well, but that's just it. You can't do it anymore.
Yes, and you have to read change. I had a great conversation with Graham Kerr, you know, the former Galloping Gourmet.
Yes.
And he's just a lovely man. And of course, he had achieved success in the traditional sense. You know, he had the big show and the big house, and he was rich and he was famous and all of those. But there were some downsides to it, like he was drinking too much and all of those. So he got into a fight with the production company about the nature of the program, and he lost. And so he gave up the name, the Galloping Gourmet. But it turned out to be an opportunity for he and his wife. They sold the big 10,000-square-foot house. They got in their car. They took with them what mattered, and that turned out to be things like photo albums and things like that. And they set off basically in search of themselves, starting from scratch. Now, he's back doing a television show again, and I talked to him about success because he's seen it from a couple of points, and he said that success, and I'm paraphrasing, for him is going to the edge of the cliff, looking over and stopping yourself, pulling yourself back from the brink.
Yeah, that jives with mine, and I would say when things happen, you really have to sit still and absorb the blow.
Yes, that's exactly right.